The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, how are you on this lovely Thursday, BTN News listeners? Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of January, 2010. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on right now, coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, if you're over there in the U.S. and you got that other streaming service that not a lot of people talk about, Pandora, well, now you can use your voice to control it. Yes, Pandora's announced they have introduced voice mode for mobile, and they've even introduced a smart assistant feature that's similar to Amazon Alexa. That's actually going to let you navigate the app. You can wake up Pandora by saying, "Hey, Pandora." That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Just a name change. That will let Pandora listen to your command. Then you can navigate the app completely hands-free. Are you sitting there saying, "Whoa, this sounds exciting. Can't wait to try it out." You're gonna have to wait. The feature is coming soon, and both on iOS and Android, and should be out in the next few weeks. In the meantime, I'm sorry, you're still gonna have to use those things what we call fingers. Bluetooth, yes, it is nice when you don't have to charge it up. Would be nice if you could just walk along and just let the air charge Bluetooth. Well, welcome to the future. Yes, there's a new tiny Bluetooth chip that both Amazon and Samsung are interested in because they've invested in the thing that's supposed to get its energy straight from the air and, pretty much charge itself that way. Yes, it's going to get energy from ambient radio frequencies all around us. So, yeah, it's not technically the air. You know, everything that's going through our daily lives, Wi-Fi, other Bluetooth devices, even cellular signals. And it's going to steal all those things to power itself. And apparently it does this with a whole variety of sensors. As you could probably guess, yep, I'm telling you another thing you can't get today. Could be 2020 before we see this thing. I'm going to guess a little bit longer. Fortnite. Okay, come on. Hands up. How many you're addicted to? How many you're playing it right now and you should be working? Yeah, me too. I should be working, but I'm sitting here playing it. Sorry, Ewan. Well, just so all of us know, there's some new vulnerabilities out there. This is all according to security firm Checkpoint. Yep, they've uncovered some vulnerabilities that are kind of on the major side. It would actually allow attackers to intercept and steal Fortnite users' login credentials. And guess what? You and I wouldn't even know it. Apparently, the attack manipulates Fortnite's login process, and then it captures usernames and passwords, meaning no matter how sophisticated your password is, they're gonna know it. They could even buy V-Bucks in the game currency at users' expenses. Plus, access all the users' in-game contacts as well. Now, Checkpoint did notify Epic Games, and they said, "Hey, it's been fixed. Don't worry about it." And from what we can tell right now, it doesn't look like anything malicious took place. Then again, we know how these things go. They usually say something. About 6 months later, we'll find out something. And then maybe a year later, we'll say, "Oh, yeah, by the way, things were compromised." Epic Games, however, though, did advise all users to remain vigilant whenever exchanging information digitally.
Duh.
And to practice safe cyber habits when engaging with others online. Thank you, Mom and Dad. And finally, who are we going to call today? Well, we're going to call a new movie of Ghostbusters. And no, it's no reboot, I promise. Yes, apparently a sequel to the original Ghostbusters is planned for, get this, next year. This is according to Entertainment Weekly. And from what we can hear, no, it is going to be actually a continuation from the last Ghostbusters way back in 1980, whatever it was. I'm too old now to remember. Actually, quoting Entertainment Weekly from their sources, they said what happened in the 1980s happened in the 1980s. And this new Ghostbusters will be set in the present day. Now, there's no word yet if Dan Aykroyd or Ernie Hudson or even Bill Murray will be participating in the new Ghostbusters. But if it's going to be a sequel and set in the present day, you gotta hope to God they're going to be there. Because if they're not, it's probably going to be that same feeling we got with the reboot. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there. You can check out our blog, reviews. It's all over there. It's all for you. It's all for free. How could you not love that? You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well, British Tech Network. On Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And our BTN community, that is where you really need to be checking out and checking in. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us right now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday. Yeah, I'm excited too. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. And thank you very much for listening.